episode number 2 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Welcome to it. All right, so I just recorded this intro and it was like this beautiful 10-minute intro and it was exactly everything that I wanted to say and it was done very well and I was like pumped. And then I realized I wasn't actually recording anything. So here I go. I'm gonna like my nephew Finn used to say when he was little, so cute. If he tried something and it didn't work, like I don't know, throwing the basketball and didn't get in the hoop or whatever thing he was trying to do and he couldn't quite do, he would always say, "Oh, I'm just gonna try again. I'm just gonna try again." So I say that a lot. Okay, I'm just gonna try again, and that's what we do. We have to try again. Sometimes as humans, I think a lot of what we do in life is actually just trying again. I think, and like, it's a beautiful thing. All right. So today I am sharing a chat that I had with someone from our community. Her name is Beth and she has been in our dirty world for a few years and I just loved talking with her. And I think that you're going to love her too. Like, it was just an awesome talk, and something happens. Like, when people start eating lots of plants, I swear people get this plant glow about them. It's this aura around them, it's this energy that just kind of oozes out of them. And yes, part of that very well may be the antioxidants and all the phytochemicals at work because our cells love those. And our skin and our, you know, complexion, our hair, our nails all benefit from that stuff. And so, yes, there's physically, there's this sort of aesthetic that people have when they eat many, many different plants and have a really healthy whole food plant-based diet. And there's certainly that. But I think it's more than that. I think there's this, it extends beyond just the physical, and it really is like this energy that people have about them when they are eating a whole food plant-based diet and or like the majority of what they're eating is plants. And I think what that is, I could be projecting, of course, but I think like for me, that is like joy. It's the joy that you feel when sort of your values and your actions are in alignment. It's the joy you feel when you love the food that loves you back. It's the joy you feel when the way that you want to eat most in the world is the way that's going to support you and tend to your health and your well-being as you age. Now, you know, y'all know me, and I love vegan junk food sometimes. I enjoy a piece of dark chocolate from time to time. I do not eat 100% whole food plant-based. If you looked in my fridge right now, you would definitely find vegan butter and what else do I have in there? Some gluten-free vegan chocolate chip cookies. Those are in there too. However, like when the majority of the stuff you eat is plants, right? And like there's something to be said for that. And I'm actually writing this email that I started this draft today, and I really talked about like the difference between, and I've talked about this before, but the difference between pleasure and joy, right? A chocolate chip cookie might give you pleasure. For me, anyways, a chocolate chip cookie totally gives me pleasure, but it doesn't give me joy. And that joy, I think, really comes from when the conditions are just right of like you are really eating and loving the stuff that you eat and that stuff is really loving and supporting you. And I think that's, I don't know, there's something about that that I've seen in people who eat a lot of plants who have that energy and I can feel their joy. I can feel their presence. I can feel their sort of health radiating out of them. And I certainly felt that with Beth. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you're not going to see us chatting. You can see us chatting on the blog, and we'll include that link in the show notes if we can. But I think you're going to be able to hear it even just as we talk. She has this warm, compassionate, just love coming out of her pores. And I really, really liked her. I just wanted to, she's one of those people I just wanted to be in her presence. And so I love it. And the other thing, you know, I'll mention too is when I have chats with people who either get our meal plans or don't, maybe they don't get our meal plans, but they have kind of transitioned to a whole food plant-based diet or just eaten, started eating a lot more plants and less of everything else and have experienced changes in their life because of it and in their body because of it. It's a reminder, all these different people I talk to, it's this beautiful reminder that everybody comes to this at a different point in their life. Everybody has different goals with this and different outcomes that they're wanting. They have a different reason that they're doing this. They all have different whys. Everybody has different challenges and different obstacles that are in their life. We're all so unique, and it's a wonderful reminder that there is no one right way to do this. However you come to the plant-based table is exactly the way that you're meant to. That is, the only right way is your way. We're all so uniquely different. And so of course there's not one way to make it work or one way that we all should be striving for, or, you know, some people just dip their little toe in and kind of test it out one recipe at a time. Some people go all in. Some people have no intention of going 100% whole food plant-based. Some people are just a little bit curious. Like, it's all, it runs the gamut, and it's perfect. I mean, and so when I talk to these people, it's just a reminder of how unique we all are, and that, you know, when you make the decision to eat more plants, that's the only thing it's about, right? You just eat more plants however you can, and that is a beautiful and perfect thing. And I think the other thing that my chat with Beth and also with other people who I've had on the blog is a reminder that, like, nobody is perfect, which is, like, I love talking about that. Human imperfection is my jam. And that by listening to other people's stories and experiences, it can be really inspiring, because I always walk away from them really inspired, because there's things that we chat about that maybe gives me a different perspective and a little slight mindset shift. And hearing how other people overcome obstacles and challenges, I think it can be really inspiring for people who are curious about doing this and worried that they're doing it wrong or just have questions. I think we learn from each other, and that's why having our community is so important to me. Like, I don't always have all the answers, for sure. I don't have all the answers, and it's one of these things where the more people can share their own unique experiences, I think the more inspiring it is to other people out there who are maybe, you know, needing a little pep talk or a little perspective change. And so it's like, it's a reminder that we are all in this together. And so I love having these talks. I love connecting with our community, whether or not they follow or they get our meal plans, it doesn't matter. I love to talk to people who have improved their life because of how they eat and because of incorporating more plants into their diet. And also, one thing that I really have found to be true after so many years of doing this and talking to so many people, is that when you start with one area of your life, you know, you might have one reason that you are going into eating this way, and it might be for health reasons, or maybe you want more energy, or maybe maybe you saw a documentary and you just are curious what it can do for you. And what happens is when you shine a light in one area of your life, all of a sudden there's this domino effect and other areas of your life start to improve as well. And I've really noticed that as a theme with people. And I've certainly experienced that in my life as well. And so that's why I often say this is about eating plants, and it's not about eating plants. Like, it's about so much more than eating plants. That can kind of be the catalyst of a huge transformation for people. And it's, I think that, yeah, that's important to keep in mind as well, and be open to the possibilities of where this journey takes you, right? And also, you know, having it be perfect for you right now, and enjoying the process, you know, enjoying it, and yeah, and just loving up all the plants. So that's my intro. It wasn't exactly how I said it the first time, but I think it'll do. I think I did pretty solid. I think I'm feeling good about it. And now I'm going to share Beth's and my conversation. Enjoy. Okay, so tell me about plants. Tell me about your journey with eating plant-based. What has this done for you? How did you stumble upon this? Like, I want to hear everything.
Okay, I'll try and make it make sense, because it's been a long time. It was a long time coming. I have friends who say that I'm the fastest slow person they know, because I take my time with people and what I'm doing, but I also do a lot. So I accomplished a lot, but probably 20 years ago, because of the environment, I just wanted to, you know, switch my diet and, you know, ask the question, what more can I do? And so I very imperfectly, and I didn't really care. I don't care about perfection. I do care about being good. I tried to be good and feed my family, and my husband, my two young sons, and myself, lots of plants. But they, of course, wanted what I had been feeding them, which was how my mother taught me to cook years and years ago. So they were not along on the journey with me, but they did cook with me, which was nice. So then some real tragedies struck that affected my health, but they were about my family's health. Then I lost my mom when my kids were young to cancer, and then my brother-in-law, who we were very close to a stroke from untreated high blood pressure, and then my sister to cancer. She was able to live through their kids growing up, but they, you know, when her youngest was in high school, he lost his mom, and I was kind of living with her and really trying to be with her at the end of her life. And she gave me the job of seeing what she should be eating. And I took it very seriously. And it was actually that spring, as her life was ending and we were saying goodbye in all those hard ways, that I first started reading your blog or face. It was 2015.
Yeah. So that would have been, I started writing 2014. So it probably would have been the newsletter or the blog. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were actually a great comfort to me in a very hard time, and the Facebook page. And I could think about the food at a time when my heart was broken and I needed something else to do. And it was really good and soothing to feed myself, to begin to feed myself well, when all I, you know, the little voices just want, can we please have cookies, more cookies? So that's really when I learned what whole food plant-based was, from you, from Dr. Greger. And I was astonished. Olive oil isn't good. What the heck is ume plum vinegar? And why can't I just like pour in white vinegar? Who cares? And so because I love to eat.
You and me
and
both.
I've always,
yes.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
So
and,
good.
I was used to cooking as a function. You know, that's part of my life. We cook, we give people food, we feed everybody. Yeah. I felt like I could step right in and start to try the recipes on the blog. And it really, it was miles up from what I'd been doing by picking and choosing on the internet, like, how do I do this? I was pretty disorganized in how I'd cook for myself and falling back a lot on pot of beans, pot of brown rice, big salad. Yeah. And in fact, for my sister, I used to say I was making beautiful salads. And I thought they were beautiful. And so did she. And we really enjoyed them. And my whole family did. But as time went on and I started to get introduced to CFDG salads, clean food. Oh, this is funny. You know, in 2017, I first signed up for the meal plans. And it was a bit of foot dragging for me because I didn't want someone else to have control. And I thought, oh, they're going to tell me what to eat. I want to pick and choose the recipes. They're going to tell me what to shop for. I don't know. So, you know, there was that voice that kept on that we were having a little fight. But I said, okay. So the week before, there had been the Tex-Mex lasagna recipe. Mm-hmm. Do you remember mm-hmm. that?
I do.
And yes. Like, Clean Food Dirty Girl Facebook blew up. They were like, oh my God, do you believe the lasagna? So I said, that's it. I'm in. I signed up. And this is what I think is so funny. So the first meal plan in August 2017 that I got was salads. And I'm like, Molly.
Salad week. Oh, salad week.
I know how to make salads. But of course, my salads were lettuce, tomato, celery, and maybe some sprouts, you know, cucumber. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just knocked my socks off. At first, I was like, they get the Tex-Mex lasagna last week and I get the salads. What is this?
Right. And that's before we had, you know, opened up all the past meal plans and recipes. So it's like, if you didn't sign up on that week, you kind of like missed out. Right. So you've been through this whole evolution with us. And let me just, while we're here, that week of salads, everybody revolted. The whole Facebook group were like, oh, I don't know if you remember, but we got so many people really pissed off and we had a lot of people cancel their meal plans that week. And what ended up happening was there were, you know, the handful of steady people who were just going to be like, screw it, I'm just going to make it. And then everybody started raving about the meals and they're like, oh my God, salad week is the best week. And a whole lot of people who had canceled then emailed in to uncancel their cancel. And so I remember that week very well because it was like everybody hated us. And then midweek, everybody was loving us. So I know exactly what week. And we still talk about it today. So thank you for bringing that up.
I can't believe it. I love it. Thank you for telling me that. Love it.
Yeah, we have a few of those like, weeks, you know. Yeah.
I went ahead and made it and I was amazed. There was a grocery list and I followed it and it was so much better than my disorganization or whatever I'd been doing. And then the batching was like it was great. Dinner was done. I knew it was for dinner every day, every single day. And I was so happy that I wasn't at 4:30 getting home from work going, oh, what are we going to eat now? It was great. And then the salads were over the top. And I actually, can I show you? I have.
Yes, show me.
Here it is. This is my 2017.
Yes.
That's how I kept them. That's my salad week.
Salad week. There it is. Oh, one for the archives. So good.
And I have the notes all the way through it about what each person my family liked. I was cooking for my elderly parents at that time who lived next door to me by then, my husband and my son in high school. Mm-hmm. He was a senior that year and everybody was nuts. They just loved every minute. And then the next week was kids week.
Yes.
And that was huge because there was mac and cheese and pancakes and.
Yes. So, awesome. So I'm just going to go to the classroom really quick and tell people the name of that meal plan if they want to go back to it. Cause I know people will watch this and they'll be like, hey, what is that salad week about? And so it is called hashtag dirty salad. So if you go into our archives for all of you subscribers or go into your classroom and search dirty salad, it'll come up. And so I suggest it's a good one to go back to. I had to go back to that one too. So
yeah, don't miss it.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. So you've been with us for so like practically since the beginning, and what a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing all of those details and a glimpse of your life and the sweetness that you were there for your sister and for your parents. I wanted to ask you this. So when you got into this way of eating, like it's been a little while now, but what changed for you?
It was a really big deal because I'd gained a lot of weight through the grief of loss and also caregiving, just the hard work of caregiving. And it had been a number of years. My sister was ill for many years and there were great times and hard times, but also I had just gone back to work at a brand new, I had just started working at a brand new job right when she was diagnosed. And so I was like going to work, learning my new job, and then going and sleeping overnight in the hospital with her. And all of that led to me being weighing much more than I had in all of my life. I'm a very active outdoor person and there wasn't active outdoor time. And I had teenage kids who I was on the phone with a lot saying, clean your room, do this. And then finding a better way to get along through all of it. What happened was I went to the doctor. My birthday's in August, and happy birthday to you. You had one recently too.
Yep.
And I turned 65 this August. But I was, as I grew older, I was having my blood glucose level, my cholesterol level, things that had never been a problem for me were shooting up. And my doctor, who's very dear, said to me, you know, I'm really concerned about these sometime in the in 2016 or so. And I'd been trying to change things a little. And I'd had some blood work done right before I subscribed to the meal plans. I felt so good within weeks of eating this way. And I wasn't perfect. I mean, it's important to note with your wonderful theme of not perfection. But there were so many different plants in my life, and I was eating just completely differently at least 50-60% of the time to how I'd been eating. And so I went back to my doctor after 6 months and I said, I really want to know what's changed, because I was seeing on the Facebook page and other things that people's blood work really changed. I said, I want to know. We were worried about my blood glucose, my triglycerides. You know, I don't want to have diabetes. I don't want to have high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And I want to use my body to do all the things I love to do outside now that I have some time again. And he did the, when I went in with the results of the test, I knew they were good. And I said, look how much my bad cholesterol has come down. It's unbelievable. I want you to tell me that's spectacular, because it is. And he said, Beth, that is spectacular, but look at your blood glucose levels, your triglycerides, everything. It's everything that's spectacular, that it's all really, really good. What have you done? And I told him, and he said, keep doing it. Good job.
Yes.
And it's continued that way.
Yeah.
The health issue that plagues me is that I pull muscles from all the wonderful things I'm doing.
Love it. Oh, you gave me chills. And I hear this story and I hear you talk and I think, this is why I do this. Like, this is why I do it, so that people can really live a life that And like you said so beautifully, like you want to use your body to live your life. And that's like so spot on, like to have a healthy body so that we can like maneuver in the world how we want to. Like, what a gift. And to think that there are people out there who don't know that this is possible through food. So thank you for sharing this with me and for just like being an example of like what, like why I started doing what I was so passionate to do, you know? Yes. And so thank you.
So, and I want to tell you, you explain it so well and you motivate us so well. The way you speak and write it, I can listen to you so easily. I can read you so easily. It's not like, okay, I got to go back and read that and learn a little bit more, find out why I'm doing this or what vitamins are in this vegetable. Yeah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about changes. And I also don't want to be like super Pollyanna, because I know cancer's not picky. You know, it can hit anyone.
Yeah.
High blood pressure and diabetes, they're not necessarily, you know, I'm not saved from them just because I'm doing this. But my chances with every forkful are so much better. Yeah. And they're better because the food, it tastes so good, Molly. The wizards are just...
They're wizards.
They're wizards. Yeah. I think of the fairy godmothers in Cinderella. They're like...
With their little spatulas and their little jewels. Yes. Hey, yes. I just got a good idea for Halloween, actually.
Oh.
The wizards. We should have them be wizards. That would be really cute. But yes, the food, right? Because if the food doesn't taste good... You're not going to do it. Like, I know that I'm not going to eat it. Like, if the food, because we have to eat, and we have to eat often. And so if the food doesn't taste good, it's not realistic to keep doing it.
That's so just, let me tell you this part. Yeah. This is kind of fun. I belong to a UCC church that's very active. And so they're my community. And so through them, I said, let me do a plant-based group. So for 2 years before COVID, I pulled in a vegan chef and I, and we led this group, and it was a small group that met regularly but had people from the community coming in, and every Sunday night we'd make dinner. And yes, I did make many of your recipes, but I never gave them away.
Full disclosure, right?
Absolutely. I never gave them away. I told them, you can subscribe. We fed people who needed other people to eat with because they would have had to eat at home alone. Mm-hmm. We fed people who were hungry, who really were food insecure. Mm-hmm. And we fed each other, and we all worked together in the kitchen. And we used everybody's recipes, and we would work them out to how we could make them whole food plant-based. And that created for me this sense of what you're talking about. You do it for others, of that there's so much community in what you do, and that I can have that too, that even though it can be really lonely being the only one at the table, or the only one when you're talking about going out tonight and everybody wants to go out to eat, and you say, I don't really want to go out to eat. Yeah. Could we go for a run? Could we go for a hike in the woods? Mm-hmm. But going out to eat isn't that much fun for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat what I make. Yeah. So anyways, this weekend we had a festival out on the green. Everyone from Ipswich was invited to come. And my group and I made a table of burrito things. And some clean food, dirty girl recipes were in there that I made that included barbecued jackfruit.
Nice. Yum. So good.
And almond taco. It's mm-hmm. almond kidney.
Almond taco meat.
Mm-hmm. Meat. Mm-hmm. And everybody else did some things, and people were coming up to the table going, what do you have? And I said, well, we have barbecue burritos. Yeah. And then they were coming back and saying, that was the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. What was it?
Nice.
So there's also the idea that so often you want to speak and say, This is what works for me. Maybe it'll work for you with your high blood pressure, your struggles, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. But usually it's showing people, it's sharing the food. Mm-hmm. And I have really good food to share because of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. And what like, bless you for doing such important work too and sharing that, you know. And I think it's so true with this way of eating and really way of living, as you know. I mean, it is, it does have such a ripple effect into, you know, the community and into your family, and just it spreads out so much. And so thank you for kind of, you know, showing up with good food. And that's what it is, right? It's like, we don't have to fix or change people. We can just present some really yummy food, and then, you know, change will probably happen if somebody wants it. And if not, that's okay too. But it's like coming to it with that easy lightness, right? So good.
Yeah. It really is. And I see the question a lot on Facebook, and have over the years. You know, this looks so hard. There's so many foods I don't know. I don't really like to cook. And I think about that resistance I had, even though I already loved listening to you and all of the Clean Food Dirty Girl Facebook group, how hard that was. And I would just thank all of those people for having those questions. They affirm me and how I felt at first.
Yeah.
And also say back, that's how you feel at the beginning. Yeah. That it's okay to really, you know, push back and feel like, I couldn't possibly, and who the hell knows where to get ume plum vinegar? Why would I buy all these ingredients I'm going to use just once? And all of a sudden, you're throwing out spice jars like crazy because you've used them all up.
One of the best feelings, right? It's so true. We have so many people have these beautiful spice racks, and they never get touched until they sign up for our meal plans. Even people who are like used to cooking, you know, I hear that a lot, but it's so true. And I think that as we, like, as people get more used to this, we can kind of forget. We no longer have that beginner's mind. And so it's easy to forget sort of where we were, because we all, like, nobody, like, I'm very rare in that I grew up sort of eating this way, but I know that most people, like, this is something that you learn. This is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And so being, you know, having, tapping into that beginner's mind and really, like, having that understanding and inclusion for people who are at that stage, you know, I think is so important, because we were all there one time or another, you know. I mean, even though I grew up eating pretty healthy, like, whole food plant-based was new to me. And I, you know, I didn't find out where to buy ume plum vinegar too. So it is. And then two, to keep in mind, like it's okay to have that resistance and that, you know, confusion and that sort of, dragging your feet, like you said, and that's kind of part of change. And any kind of change, we're going to find the things that are, like, kind of sticky for us. You know, and that's just the brain getting out of its comfort zone. And it's so natural. And that's why I insist that we all pay attention to the fact and celebrate the fact that we're human and we are, like, beautifully imperfect, because this is the human brain just sort of doing what it's going to do, right? And it's all part of the process. So
yeah,
bravo for you for, like, you know, being in the Facebook group and also being compassionate to those who do have those questions that you once had or those concerns that you once had.
Yeah.
And I have heard that a lot. People, you know, either people love that we give them what to buy and what to make, or people hate it. Like, it's either one or the other. So I've heard that too. And so whatever resistance, whoever's watching this, whatever resistance you have, or whatever kind of feelings you're having of, like, oh, I'm just not sure, know that, like, we were all there once and it's totally fine, and go at your own pace. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, there is no race to win. Everybody is just right where they need to be. And it's all beautiful and good.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It really is. It really is. So the other thing that's sort of different about me is I still cook with a lot of people. My parents live next door to me. My husband's here. My sons have both moved on and live at college and away. But I cook. I have four caregivers for my parents, and they all love to cook with me. And they'll go when they're on, they'll go, did you batch the other day, or do you still have something to do? And they wait to come and taste some of the food, like, what's for tonight? And if I haven't gotten the batching done and they don't have that that meal to taste. They're like, but it's on the meal plan for this week. Where is it?
And love.
We have a lot of fun in the kitchen. My dad eats absolutely everything. He's has a very good forgettery. His dementia is pretty severe at this point, but he always enjoys the food. My stepmom, my beloved stepmom, her dementia has gone the other way, where her appetite has really narrowed, and she would live on like grocery store mini chocolate chip muffins and ice cream. Mm-hmm. And so we do things a little bit differently, and it's like the kid questions. We just break things down and serve them to her in bits, recognizable pieces of things. So, oh, that's a piece of cauliflower, instead of putting it together in a bowl or a wrap or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's been that a beautiful exploration of how we all eat together. But it's kind of fun that everybody who works with me, who's like family, is like coming and going, oh, let's eat. What do you have?
Let's go. They love it. That's so cool. And what a wonderful thing that you have your parents right next to you and able to be close to them at this stage in their life.
Yeah. It's a miracle. It's wonderful. And I'm so glad for the help, because then I get to go out and I go swimming every morning. I swim in the ocean here in the Atlantic, where a lot of people go in and say, well, this is way too cold. Yeah. But I actually started last October to say, I'm just going to go every day. I found a friend who would go with me. And by going every day, we went through December 14th and then started again in March. So in fairly cold water. And I swim about a half a mile. Anytime somebody can lifeguard me that long, or else I push it. And when I can't get there, I found a saltwater pool that I can go in and have a friend to go there with me. And I've also found that, especially during the pandemic, that it's important to keep on finding the new friends that are sort of old friends mm-hmm. that you can come back together with and be outdoors with, and that way have a rich life. There was a part of me that just wanted to break out and travel and get going. When I can't, I need to be very respectful of my parents' health and my mm-hmm. husband's too, and my own, and not, and be careful mm-hmm. COVID-wise. And I found that it's really important to build on the friendships that are right here in town and find ways to renew old ones or be with new people, but go and be outside and take the food with us and enjoy it, and really sort of build a life that's full of adventures that includes the food, the clean food, dirty girl food, because one of my big adventures is what's on the meal plan. What am I going to eat this week? I love the novelty. I love having something brand new to make and eat every single week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. And you bring up such a good point of, right now, especially, and over the past like 2 years, right, having to kind of rethink things and rethink where we are in the world and not having that option to like get on a plane. I haven't been anywhere either. And I don't think it's the right thing to do, you know, for myself. And I've just really been at home. And granted, like, I live in such a beautiful place. And when there's not that option of getting on a plane, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to really explore where I live, you know, and connect with some new people. And that's been a really big thing for me too. So thank you for bringing that up. I think it's important to, just for a reminder for people, like, explore your backyard and bring some dirty food while you're at it.
It makes it all the more adventure.
Totally. Well, I just love chatting with you. You are a lovely human. It's no wonder you're like in our community and we're connected in this way, because you're just lovely. I just love chatting with you, and thank you for sharing a bit of your story and your life with us. And I guess in wrapping up, like, I want to know, if somebody is watching this and they were sort of, and we hit on this a little bit, but if somebody was sort of where you were at so many years ago, kind of with that same mindset of not being quite sure they want to try this, and not even necessarily the meal plans, but just eating plant-based in general, like, what words of advice, or what encouraging words would you share with them?
Oh, what a great question. Let me think about this a little bit. It's funny because I just met a young woman today, the first time I'd ever met her, and we had talked for a minute, and she said, "I'm vegan." And she said, "But I'm kind of crappy at it because I eat, you know, all that plantain meat and a lot of bread." And I said, "I know, I've done that too." And it all tastes good, but it doesn't make you feel that good. She says, "No, I don't feel that good when I do it." Yeah. And I gave her the information about Clean Food Dirty Girl, and she was really excited. I also asked for her help with understanding Instagram a little bit because and now I'm forgetting your question a little bit, because I think that starting out has to be all the things that you say so beautifully. I love hashtag Team Dirty. I think trust Team Dirty. I think that the trust and growing into trust that what we're making is going to fuel us really well. We're going to feel good, and it's going to taste delicious. And when you don't like something, you didn't like that one. You move on and have the next one. It's I'm always amazed. Like, I think, oh no, I didn't like this one at all. Did I do it wrong? Did they do it wrong? What's wrong? And then the next meal is super.
Yeah.
And I might go back the next week and eat what I didn't like so much and think, you know, that's pretty good.
It can happen. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I think that we go through times and have reactions and first reactions and second reactions, and that it's really good to be able to share and in the group that you've created and be part of the community that talks about all of this, and to keep getting your encouragement and help, because I might go for months and never listen to a blog, and then I'll listen to one and think, wow. Or I did go to the what's the weekly office hours?
Yes. Yeah.
Once. That's,
yes.
And I loved that. Yeah. That was good. And I've done Lighten Up.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
Which I adored. It's just, it's incredible, and it's always there for me.
Yeah. So many good tools. So many good tools.
There's so much. And I don't walk around like a walking advertisement for you. I don't walk around like a walking advertisement for eating whole food plant-based, because I think most people don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. But sharing the food works really well. And just saying, you can do this too.
Yeah. And clearly, like, you have, you look very healthy. Like, there's something very captivating about you, and you seem like you have that, radiating that like plant goodness, you know, you really do.
Wow.
And so I think, yeah, for sure. That's you have that,
good.
You have that thing.
It's not the haircut.
It's the whole thing. It's the eyes and the hair and the skin. And you just like, you radiate that, like just that love and that joy. And I think that that is very captivating to people. And I think just by being you, I think people will be curious, and it's like, and I've talked about this before, but it's that thing where it's like, okay, what is she doing? Like, I want some of what she got, you know? And so I think that just by being you, you probably, you know, there's people's little curiosity goes up and like, what is she doing? And then if you offer the food, it's like you put it all together and then wham. And the thing is, I mean, my whole philosophy is like, I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm here to share. And, you know, if it resonates, awesome. If it doesn't, that's okay too. But I'm not here to convince. I'm just here to like share good food. And so thank you for being open and trusting, you know, what we had to offer. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. That's so, I'm taking it in. It's hard for me to hear that I look that good, because I'm older now and it's hard to always feel like you look good. But I do have a before picture, and it ain't pretty. I mean, there was a time when I was beautiful and 18, and there was a time when I was 50 and really suffering a lot and was not looking or feeling good and was not able to do the things that I love. Mm-hmm. And eating this way has given me back life. In fact, a friend of mine who saw me last year said, "Beth, you're aging backwards."
Yeah, incredible.
You're getting younger. Yeah,
what an amazing thing. And then I had mentioned this before, but I think it's worth noting again, like, being able to be in your body and use your body for your everyday life. Like, and that's what I want to do. That's what I always want to do. Like, I don't really care about having abs or having, like, you know, this, like, I want my body to work. Like, I want to be able to, you know, be on my legs and walk down to the ocean and take a swim. Like, I want to be able to batch for 4 hours and, like, have my body be able to carry me through that. You know, like, that's what I really strive for. And that, and you are a beautiful, beautiful example of that. And I think you look very good for your age. I would never guess that you're 65.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. That's so nice. And just one more thing on that. I just had a wonderful reunion with my friends where we've gone since we were 18 to my friend's summer house. And we were there, we've gone almost every year and met up there. And we had one new couple come and join us. And it's just, it's wonderful. And we're all together. What's hard is that as we get older, our dear friends are on more medications and they are more restricted in what they can do. And they are on more restricted diets or whatever. And I felt really like I'm looking around me and hoping that everybody will just enjoy the food I'm serving and think, I can eat that way. And maybe, you know, maybe sometimes people will feel better and resolve some of the issues they're having through changing their diet. I certainly was able to. And even my dad, I started feeding him whole food plant-based meals at least 60% of his meals when he was 89, mm-hmm. and his blood pressure has stabilized I think it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, you know, this way of eating, it's not some like cure all, it's not going to reverse everything or make everybody just, you know, have no health problems. That's not it, but it is giving your body the best chance to work at its optimal level. Like, you know, so it's giving your body the best chance. Is it going to work like this for everyone? Who knows? Probably not. But like, it's worth a shot just to see what it can do. That's what I always say. Like, just get curious about what it might be able to do for you and just see, because really, what do you have to lose? Like, again, if you're just, you know, eating, I don't know, broccoli and beans and whole grains and, you know, what's the worst that it can do, even if it doesn't, you know, allow people to get off every single medication, like there's no downside to doing it. So I think that having that curiosity is a really wonderful place to start.
Molly, I haven't had a cold in 4 years, even though I read your cold blog, your cold, what is that? Essay a lot. I like that one and help my sons if they get winter ridder.
Yeah. But
yeah. It really sets you up well. My sons who have gone off during this time of me learning to cook whole food plant-based and eventually eat meal plans, they call me for information about how to cook and what they're doing. And while they are omnivores, they are eating so many more plants, grains, everything than they would have otherwise if they hadn't been coming home and eating what I'm serving. So.
Yeah. And I love that they call you up and ask you for advice. That's so cool.
All the time. All the time. I'm making a really cool chili here. No meat. What do I put in it to get that flavor?
So good. Yes. Yeah. The cold thing. I haven't had a cold. Like I haven't been sick since, well, I was sick in Malaysia and I still don't know what that was that happened. I don't know if you will remember reading my emails from that time, but
yes,
when Luann's dad was at the end stages of his life, when we were in Malaysia, I was sick and I got knocked down and nobody knew really what it was and still don't know. But I mean, I haven't been sick since then. And then I think it was like, 3 or 4 years since I had had a cold before that. So it's amazing. Like what
it is.
Yeah. The immune system just really, really does wonderful things with plants, or the plants does amazing things with the immune system.
The idea that maybe our inflammation level is completely different. Maybe our biomes are completely different because we're eating this way and set up for meeting challenges. It makes me really happy.
Yes. Yes. It makes me happy too. And it's made me so happy to talk to you. So thank you. Thank you for your time. And thank you for being part of this community and being, you know, and just like subscribing to our plans and supporting the work that we do and sharing your enthusiasm for it in the group as well. And just the encouraging emails you've sent over the years. Thank you for all of it. I really appreciate you, Beth.
Wow. I didn't really even know you knew me that much or saw me. And I'm just so glad to see you and today and talk with you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for this group. I love it.
Well, thank you. Very, very nice to meet you. And I hope to see you in office hours sometime soon. And I'll for sure see you in the group soon too.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay.
I love office hours. Okay.
Fab. Thanks, Beth.
Great. Take care, Molly.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi to Luann.
I will let her know. And hi to your family. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. Please go to cleanfooddirtygirl.com to learn more about our weekly whole food plant-based meal plans. The beautiful song that you're hearing right now was written and recorded by my good friend Anna Eggy. Check out her music on Spotify or wherever you listen to music. Today's episode was sponsored by us because that's what we do. You'll never see an ad on our website or our blog, and you won't hear any ads on our podcast. Thanks again for listening. Have a beautiful day.